Now for part three of a series you will hear only on KYW News Radio. Community Affairs reporter Terry Gregg told us about the death of 85-year-old Ruth Pasley, buried in a public grave with no notice given to her family. The case exposes holes in the state's guardianship system. So what needs to change?
Thousands of seniors and infirm individuals have state-appointed guardians who are supposed to protect their rights, but the law requires only that the guardians do what's in their client's best interest, and the specifics are left for interpretation.
It's unclear what a guardian should be doing.
Attorney Keelan Berry runs an elder law practice in Center City and is guardian for 37 seniors. She sits on the state elder law task force, which put forth recommendations including mandatory training, a bill of rights for seniors and family, and 128 other proposed changes.
There are efforts being made to try to tighten things up.
One such effort is the guardianship tracking system that rolls out this year. In a court-created promo video, judges explain it'll allow guardians to file reports online and send email reminders.
The system will also help courts by identifying potential problems.
And it will allow judges to put red flags on guardians who do something wrong.
Last year, it was discovered that a woman convicted of fraud was serving as guardian on 100 cases in Pennsylvania, prompting lawmakers to propose a bill for background checks. Advocates are hoping reforms will close the crack.
I do feel bad because I didn't get a chance to get out there and do what I should have been doing.
Meanwhile, David Wilson is still living with the guilt of relying on others to care for his grandma Ruth.
Even though it's a power of attorney, that don't necessarily mean they're going to take care.
His focus now is saying goodbye.
We wanted to give her a proper home going.
It'll cost thousands to move Miss Ruth from her grave in Willow Grove to Eden Cemetery. Money they don't have, but they'll work on it and take the lesson to heart.
Try, do whatever you can. Just go see your loved ones.
Terry Gregg, KYW News Radio.